Well, hi everyone here. Hi to our friends on live stream. My name is Chrissy. Can everyone say hi, Chrissy?
Hi, Chrissy.
Well, I'm from QuizWorks, and QuizWorks is a creative children's ministry that exists to share Jesus with kids everywhere. And what we've done today is we have written a kids' talk to help explain the certain hope we have in Jesus. We really hope it's an encouragement for you now, but also in your own children's ministry. So later on, I'll be telling you how you can download our talk for free so that you can use it yourselves. But we'll get to that later. All right, let's get into it. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Today, we are thinking about hope. And in the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, we read this. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so good. And by raising Jesus from death, he has given us new life and a hope that lives on. God has something stored up for you in heaven where it will never decay or be ruined or disappear. So these words from 1 Peter tell us that because Jesus beat death, we as people who trust Jesus have a certain hope that lasts forever. Now this is such great news and I really want us to remember it. So I've come up with a chant based on these words that we read in 1 Peter. It's got some actions to it. So I am going to teach it to you. You guys can repeat it after me, then we'll get up and do it all together. So it starts off like this. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Help us see. Try that. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Help us see. All right, stop. Then we go. Because Jesus beat death, we have new life. Try that. Because Jesus beat death, we have new life. Good job. And a certain hope that lasts forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. Try that. Just be careful of the people around you, right? And a certain hope that lasts forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. Good. And God has something. Jensen, wonderful, stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Try that. And God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Fantastic. How about we all stand up, stretch your legs. We're going to do that all together. So with me, here we go. 1 Peter 1 verses 3 and 4 helps us see. Ready? Because Jesus beat death, we have new life and a certain hope that lasts forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. And God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Give yourselves a clap. Sit down. Well done. So these great words are from 1 Peter. Will they help us to see that because Jesus beat death, we can know that God loves us and gives us new life. And we can know that God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. So we have a certain hope that lasts forever.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Kosek, everyone, this is my friend Kosek. Why don't you all say hi, Kosek?
Oh, everyone. Oh, man. Chrissy, yeah. I am really, really hoping for a giant pencil pie. What? The size of my house.
Hang on, a pencil pie?
Yeah, it's my favorite food. It's a pie packed full with yummy pencils.
Right.
Oh, yum.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds
man.
Delicious.
And I've been hoping for one for so long.
All
but
right.
Nothing is working.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Oh, well, last Christmas, I asked Santa for a giant pencil pie the size of my house.
Oh, right. And did he get you one?
Oh, no. Oh. It turns out he can't deliver things that big.
Oh, right.
Oh, so wow. Then, right, the other month when I was sitting on the roof.
On the roof?
Yeah, up on the roof and I saw a shooting star.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I closed my eyes and I made a wish.
Oh, let me guess, you wished for a giant pencil pie the size of your house.
Yeah, that's right. And I really hoped it would come true.
Well, did it?
No. Oh. It turned out it wasn't even a shooting star.
Oh, what was it?
It was a tennis ball from the courts next door.
Oh.
Oh, man. And it hit me in the head.
Oh, ouch.
And then I fell over and fell off the roof.
Oh, double ouch.
But it's okay, because I landed on my trampoline. Woo!
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, right. so then I tried blowing out all the candles on a birthday cake.
Oh, it was your birthday. Happy birthday.
No, it wasn't my birthday. Oh. And it wasn't my cake. But I blew out those candles so I could make a wish.
All right, well, did your wish come true? Did you get your pie?
No. Oh. I blew so hard that the cake flew off the table. Oh. And landed in the toilet. Oh,
yuck.
Man, so you see, I've been hoping and hoping and hoping, but I still haven't got a giant pencil pie the size of my house.
Oh, well, Kosek, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Oh, me too.
And well, boys and girls, I'm sure you all know what that's like.
They do?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you've all hoped for something, right? I know I have. But maybe you've hoped for a new pet or a new bike or a new toy.
Or a new pencil pie.
Oh. Sure. But when we hope for these things, we're never actually sure that we're going to get what we've hoped for.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, but today we're thinking about certain hope.
Certain hope? You mean like you know for certain that it will happen?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Cool, so I will get my pencil pie after all.
No. Yes. Casey, it is not a certain hope of getting pencil pie.
Oh, rats. Oh, well, what did a certain hope of then?
Well, it's a certain hope of knowing that God loves us and gives us new life. It's a certain hope of knowing that God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away.
Oh, whoa, that does sound pretty cool.
It sure does.
But how can you know all that for certain?
Well, it's because Jesus beat death.
Huh?
Well, see, the Bible, the chant we learned earlier, it reminds us that because Jesus beat death, well, we, the people who trust Jesus, have been given new life and a certain hope that lasts forever.
Hang on. Chant? What chant?
Oh, everyone, how about we stand up and do our chant for Kosek? Maybe you can just try and follow along.
Oh,
all right,
all
up again. Let's start with our clap. Here we go. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4 helps us see. Because Jesus beat death, we have new life and a certain hope that lasts forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. And God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Good job. Well done.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
But, you know, I think it would be easier with two hands.
Sorry about that, Kosek.
So because Jesus beat death, you have a certain hope that lasts forever?
Yeah, that's right. See, the Bible tells us that Jesus, he really did beat death. He really did come back to life, never to die again. And so we can know that God loves us and gives us new life. And we can know that God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. So we have a certain hope that lasts forever.
Oh, wow. Having a certain hope sure sounds amazing.
Well, it is.
But that doesn't really help anyone right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, I mean, it's nice to know God loves you and that one day you'll get this awesome stuff that he's storing up for you in heaven, but what difference does that make right here, right now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, how is that going to help when you're down to your very last slice of yummy pencil pie?
Well, actually, Kosek, that is a really good point. Boys and girls, what does it mean for you and me right now that Jesus beat death? What does it mean for you right now to have a certain hope?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to help us think about that, I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, I love stories.
Well, I know you do.
Oh, but man, all those actions have hurt my neck. Oh, I'm going to listen from downstairs.
All right. Well, this story that I'm going to tell you, it's about a girl who realizes that knowing and trusting that Jesus beat death gives her a certain hope, even when sad and bad things are happening to her. So let's begin. Oh, Mum, I'm nervous. I know you are, Sally. What if no one likes me here? Sally, you're a great friend. The kids here will see that. I really hope I make friends. I hope so too, Sally. Sally kissed her mum, took a deep breath, and got out of the car. I really hope you have a great day at school, Sally. Hey, let's have ice cream after school. And with that, Sally walked through the gate into her new school. As Sally's mum watched her daughter walk out of the school, her heart sank. How did it go, darling? Silence. Sally didn't speak a word the whole way home from school. Slam. Her bedroom door was definitely shut. Thump, thump. Shoes hitting the floor. And then the sobs. Sally's mum took a deep breath and climbed the stairs. Sally, darling, can I come in? Silence. Sally lay on her bed cuddling her favourite teddy bear. Tears dripped on her doona. She watched the wet patch grow. She felt hopeless. Sally, I hope you know you can talk to me about anything. More silence. Then, come in, Mum, Sally said softly. Sally's mum stepped over the shoes that lay on the floor and sat down on Sally's bed. Her heart ached at the sight of her little girl looking so sad, so hopeless. Taking her hand, she asked, Sally, what's wrong? Why are so many bad things happening to me, Mum? I hoped it would be different here. Sally's mum sighed and kept listening. I know Daddy's not coming back, and I know we had to move house after he left, and I know that meant I had to move schools. Well, that part was okay. I didn't really like my old school anyway. But I really hoped it would be different here. I hoped that people would like me, that maybe I would even have a best friend. I know, Sally. And they said I was stupid, Mummy. Who did? Paula, Kat and Steve, they said I was stupid because I couldn't read the book Mrs. Carter asked me to read to the class. And then no one played with me at lunchtime. Sally's mum wrapped her arms around Sally. Sally, sometimes people say and do things that are really unkind and that can hurt a lot. Mum, I'll never make any friends. I'm sure you will, Sally, but sometimes it just takes time. Sally traced the outline of a butterfly on her pillow. It feels hopeless, Mum. Gently letting go of Sally. Her mum picked up the Bible that always stayed next to Sally's bed. She decorated it with her favourite stickers. Sally, the Bible tells us that while we live in this world, bad and sad things will happen. But because Jesus beat death, there is hope. So even when you're sad, even when you're feeling hopeless, you can remember that. And you can remember that God loves you and is storing up something wonderful for you in heaven. So, Sally, there is always hope. Really, Mum? Yes, really. Do you remember the chant we learnt in church last week? I think I remember. Can you say it with me, Mum? 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4 tells us that because Jesus beat death, we have new life and a certain hope that lasts forever. And God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Sally smiled as the words came back to her. Sally, did your kids' church leaders tell you why Peter wrote this letter? Yeah, he wrote it to followers of Jesus who were suffering. They were being treated really badly. Some were being threatened. Some were even being made fun of because they followed Jesus. That's right, Sally. They probably felt really sad and really bad. They were hurt. They were probably angry. Maybe they even felt just like you're feeling, Sally. Maybe they even felt hopeless. Maybe some even felt hopeless. But what did Peter remind them of? Well, he reminded them that Jesus beat death, that he came back to life never to die again. Yes, Sally, and what did that mean for them? Well, it means that because they trust Jesus, they have been given new life. That's right. And it also means that God has something wonderful stored up in heaven for them. Yes. And can anything take that away? No, nothing. So, Sally, this is a certain hope. Exactly. The Apostle Peter wanted these followers of Jesus to know this certain hope, even in the sad and hard times. And Mum, my kids' church leader said that this is also true for followers of Jesus now. Well, they're right. So what does this mean for you, Sally? Well, I guess it means that I can know that God loves me and that God is still storing up something wonderful in heaven for me. Yes, Sally. And this is true for everyone who trusts Jesus. So we all have a certain hope that lasts forever. Exactly. Sally, I know you're feeling sad about Daddy leaving. I know starting a new school is hard and I really do hope you make new friends soon. But keep remembering the certain hope we have because Jesus beat death. Mum, knowing that Jesus beat death, knowing that God loves me, Well, it does make things easier. I can have a certain hope that these bad and sad things won't last forever. That's right. So you are never hopeless. And with that, Sally jumped up out of the bed and said, "Come on, Mum, you promised me ice cream." "Yes, I did. I really hope it's cookies and cream." The end.
Wow. Oh, what a great story. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great story. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, poor Sally was feeling so sad.
Well, she was feeling sad. Some really hard and sad things were happening to her. But then her mum reminded her of the certain hope she has because Jesus beat death.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome.
It really is.
But
what?
Well, does this certain hope mean that people who trust Jesus should never feel sad?
What
if someone's, like, pet dog runs away?
Oh,
what? Or what if, like, that grandma died?
Oh, well,
what if they've just had a really bad day?
It doesn't mean that, Kosek.
I mean, surely people who trust Jesus will still feel sad sometimes.
You're right, Kosek, they will.
So how can you say that people will never... I'm right?
Yeah, of course you're right, Kosek. Well, bad and sad things will keep happening, even to people who trust Jesus. Mm. And it is okay to feel sad about that.
Oh.
But even when we're feeling sad, we can remember the certain hope we have because Jesus beat death. And this certain hope can help us to rejoice and be glad because we know that the sad and bad things, they won't last forever. And we know that God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away.
Oh, wow, Jesus beating death really does give a great hope.
It does, a certain hope. So, well, boys and girls, when things are happy and good or when things are sad and bad, we can remember the certain hope we have because Jesus beat death and we can be so thankful for that.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. All this talk of hope has made me even more hopeful.
Oh,
I'm hopeful that I will get a yummy pencil pie. And you know what?
What's that?
I won't even mind if it's not the size of my house.
Well, in that case, I think I can help you with that. How about I make you one later?
You do that for me?
Of course I would.
Oh, you're the best.
How about we all say bye, Kosek?
Oh, I see you. Oh, yes, pencil pie.
Well, today we have been thinking about certain hope. And I'd love us to all stand up and do our chant one more time to remember what we've learnt. All right, here we go. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4 tells us that because Jesus beat death, we have new life and a certain hope that lasts forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. And God has something wonderful stored up for us in heaven that can never be taken away. Good job. So, boys and girls, if you trust Jesus, you have a certain hope that lasts forever. So how about we pray that we keep remembering that and keep trusting Jesus, the one who has beaten death. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the certain hope we have in Jesus. Help us to keep remembering that certain hope when things are good or when things are not so good. Help us to keep trusting Jesus, the one who has beaten death. Amen. Well, like I mentioned before, we would love to make this talk available for you, and we have, as a free download. So up on the screen is going to come how you can do that. www.quizworks.com/certain hope. You can download it. We've also got guidelines on how to adapt it to your ministry when you don't have 15 minutes like we did. So please do download that. You can do it right now if you like. And now to tell you guys about three more exciting ways that you can keep being trained and equipped in children's ministry, can you welcome Nick? Say hi, Nick.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks, Chrissy. Guys, I just want to share with you three quick ways that you can continue to develop your creative ministry with kids. The first is a puppetry workshop that we have coming up in June with SMBC. It's the third year we've run this, and this is just a great day if you would like to learn how to do puppets, how to use puppets to share the good news of Jesus with kids in your church, community, school. Do come along. It's really an intensive day. There's only 32 spots. We try to keep it very focused. So find out more about that. You can come and chat with us after or visit SMBC's website. The second way, and we're really excited about this. This is a new workshop for us, again, running in partnership with SMBC. It's a workshop for writing biblical kids talks. So put up your hand if you write or deliver kids talks at your church, Sunday school, scripture. Many of us here. This workshop's been developed to help sharpen those skills in writing engaging, effective, and most of all, biblical kids talks. So come along. Again, it's very limited. We're going to be, in terms of spaces, we're trying to keep it a small size. And it'll be sharing lots of practical, tried and tested examples, and there'll be lots of workshopping in groups to help hone those skills. And then the third way is, and this you may want to take it a step further, not only be trained, but be sent out. This Christmas, we've got a big need. We need about 25 to 30 people to come and join us at QuizWorks for our busy Christmas season. So you can come along, be trained in puppets and in upfront sharing the good news with kids, and we'll send you out. Our goal is to share Jesus with more than 75,000 kids this year, just at Christmas. And so you can come and talk to us about that or any of the things we've shared today over at the bookshop. Thanks so much. See you later.